I frankly just am not close enough to it to even have a judgment.
They're only demand, Bob. They say, we know you're right, we know you're just, we know you have made more progress in a year than you made in 100 years. We even know your bill was locked up. Judge Smith wouldn't let it out until you came in and got 190-odd signatures and forced it. But we want troops and Selma.
I think that's the wrong thing to do.
I went along and said, I've got them close by, I've got them alerted, I've got them trained. Everybody's ready to move them, and they're not 50 miles away. And I've got 70 FBI people there, and in this thing, they're a little bit better. First of all, a sheriff's not as likely to arrest a FBI boy as he is to, he works with him and he depends on him for information, as he is a Marine or as he is a Marshal. And we don't have that federal confrontation. Second, they're a little more experienced than some young boy that's just come out and been drafted or joined in. And they're less likely to lose a head. They've been at this for a long, long time. They've trained lawyers and accountants. Third, they're the ones that have got the evidence on 100. And while this FBI man was getting his head beat in with a club, he was taking pictures of the man that was beating him. And he got them all on their horses. Can't identify them with a gas mask on, but we got their horses and we're identifying the horses they rode. Now, boy, there's a 20-year-old boy and the Marines can't do that, and a Marine sergeant can't do that. And we're going to prosecute these 100 people. We're going to prosecute these people that killed the minister. We got that evidence. Troops don't do anything of that. And we don't know that we got enough troops that well, what he could match them if he just called in everybody that he could get. And your marshals, he can outnumber them 5-6 to 1. And a marshal is just a political appointee of some senator. He's not even civil service. He has no training. He's just a fellow that carried a senator's suitcase. And they're just 100 or so of them in the whole United States. It takes 6 days to relieve them and to get them in there and to get them prepared. And we only had 2 days. They said, we want troops.
And beyond all the arguments you've given, Mr. President, Selma is just one point. You have Mississippi, Louisiana, and the rest of Alabama to take care of. You've got this bill coming up next week. And troops leave a bitter taste in the mouths of all the people that are in those three states and in the mouths of all the senators, that you're, some of whom you're going to have to depend upon to avoid the a filibuster in the Senate. I think you're very wise to hold those troops off as long as you possibly can, and I don't see any basis for it at the moment. We can move very quickly, as you say, and if it's necessary, we can put additional troops on alert. I don't think it is necessary, but I certainly support your position. Hold the troops out. If we did anything wrong in the past 2 or 3 years on this, it was to introduce troops too early. And they escalate to a higher level of violence. There's no question in my mind about it. Nick's absolutely right on that point.
He feels strongly, and he's got 33 lawyers working on it, all of whom in this field, and all of them recommend against it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with him more.
How many troops can we alert?
Well, we can alert.
In that immediate area where you can get there if you get trouble.
Well,
How many you got in Montgomery, since?
Well, not many, Mr. President, and it isn't the proximity to the trouble that reduces the time of response. It's actually getting the troops on alert on the station. It doesn't take much time to transport them. What takes time is to get them back to the station and get them equipped and so on. The transportation time, let's say, is only a couple of hours from any point around there. But the alerting time is very substantial. It could be 12, 24 hours almost. So we can alert several thousand, as a matter of fact, and have them available for, we'll say, an 8 to 10 hour movement lead time. I don't think it's necessary today, but whenever you want it done, we can do it and do it very quickly.
No, but Is there any reason why I can't say that if a situation developed in most of the states of the Union where the national interest required the immediate movement of troops, that I could do it in a period of a day and night?
Yes, that's perfectly acceptable. 24 hours is just about the time, and within 24 hours we can put in thousands of troops.
Do you have any other ideas?
No, sir, and I'll call.
Wait a minute. Where do we go with Kermit?
When he goes out. Well, I will call him this morning.
But suppose he goes, suppose he doesn't do it? Or suppose Bird doesn't want him?
I think Bird would take him, Mr. President. For the near future, say 2 or 3 days, I'd just work on that one proposition rather than consider alternatives. 2 or 3 days.
You don't know Cook well enough to know whether I'll try to force it if Kermit.
No, I don't know. Well, now, if you read to me, you may not remember, but you read to Mark and me last Sunday, whenever it was, that paragraph in his letter.
Yes, and I remember.
With that paragraph, I frankly wouldn't push him.
Man can't do much without his wife.
That's right. And it's a terrible thing to push that on a woman.
Well, I feel bad this morning, a little sentimental, so, but you tell your wife it's the next best, sweetest thing I got the cabinet to use her. She sure does give me comfort, and she is a good girl.
She gives me
and
comfort.
I see her playing around down there with the Puchinskis and being so wonderful, it just makes me swell with pride and almost cry.
Well, you know,
she acts like she enjoys it.
Well, she has a high standard to follow Lady Bird.
She's a good woman. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, me.